stream of water in the woods or across a field. Maybe 10 feet deep and 10 feet across.
A gorge?
Yeah, good. Uh-huh. And how about a heavy rainfall cutting a little narrow place in a road?
A gully.
What would you call small bodies of flowing water?
A stream.
Anything smaller than a stream?
Let's see. A brook.
Anything smaller than a brook?
Hey, wait a minute.
How about bigger, bigger than a stream?
A river.
All right. Do you use the words creek and branch?
Yes.
What are they?
A branch would be small. Like a brook.
And the other one?
A creek would be bigger. Not as big as a river.
Okay. Okay. Can you name some local streams or creeks?
Buttahatchee's one. And Bear Creek up here. And, let's see.
Are there rivers around here?
The Tennessee River's up at Florence. And we have Smith Lake. And,
any branches?
Wiley Branch.
Oh. All right. Is that very small?
Yeah, Wiley Branch is small.
What would you call a small rise in land?
A hill.
Anything smaller than a hill?
I don't know, smaller than a hill.
What do you call the thing you turn on a door?
Knob.
Did you ever hear that used to mean land? A rise, okay. That's, they say that in East Tennessee.
I heard no.
All right. That's good. And the body of water that's south of Alabama is the big... You know, it's Florida.
The Gulf.
What's the whole name?
The Gulf of Mexico.
And something that's much bigger than a hill is a...
Mountain.
And the rocky side of a mountain that drops off sharply is a... Don't fall off the... Starts with a C.
Crevice?
No, it's up.
Crest?
C-L? How do you pronounce C-L-I-F-F?
Cliff.
Okay, and if you've got several, you have two. Plural is...
Cliffs.
And up in the mountains where the road grows across in a low place, that's a... Between the mountains?
A valley.
Well, no, this is up in the mountains.
Oh.
Just where the road goes through. In Tennessee, they have the Cumberland
Gap.
Would you call it a gap?
I just know the Cumberland Gap.
Oh, so
I don't know where
you
have it.
What would you call it when an old television western, when the gunfighter cuts a little thing in his handle, gun handle?
Notch.
All right, would you ever use notch to mean a gap?
I wouldn't.
Okay. What do you call a place where a large amount of water pours over?
A falls.
And how about a place where boats stop and freight is unloaded?
A dock.
Okay. What are some road surfaces around here?
Surfaces.
Different kinds of roads.
Highway.
Right. But what is a highway made of?
It's made of... it's paved.
Do you know what it's paved with?
Let's see. Cement. Partly. And tarred. Graveled.
Yeah.
And we have gravel roads and we have paved roads.
What do you call one that's got nothing on it?
Dirt road.
Yeah. What would you call a little road that goes off the main road?
A side road.
Okay. And how about something that goes from the public road up to a man's house?
A driveway.
Suppose it's very long out in the country and has trees and a fence on each side. Maybe around, leading to a big mansion or something.
A drive.
Okay. How about a path or something that you drive cattle along?
Cattle crossing, but I don't know what they'd be.
All right. And then something along the side of a street in cities for people to walk
Sidewalk.
On. Do you have here this strip of grass between the